Hello, and welcome to Health Related Fitness with Dr. Jeff Cherubini, podcasting from Manhattan College, Department of Physical Education and Human Performance in the Bronx, New York. Episode 7, Intentional Development and Lifelong Physical Activity. In this episode, I will be building upon the ecological factors that influence our physical activity levels, as discussed in Episode 6, and provide a review of a multi-theoretical approach to guide the adoption, maintenance, and adherence of lifelong physical activity. Intentional development. The term intentional is used to indicate something that is deliberate, planned, and purposeful. The term development is used as a synonym of progress, growth, and positive change. So when we're talking about the individuals listening to this podcast, those that are interested in physical education, physical activity, exercise, health, the term intentional development can be described as something that we are doing every day. We're purposely trying to achieve some level of growth and positive change through physical activity, exercise, and health-related fitness. So again, intentional development. Something we are doing in terms of purposely trying to achieve some level of growth and positive change through physical activity, exercise, and health-related fitness. Elements within this multi-theoretical approach of intentional development include all of the ecological influences, individual, social, environmental, and physical environmental, and developmental areas of attitude, attention, action, and adherence. So as I go through the description of this approach today, I really would like you to think of yourself in the social and physical environment that you live in, and let's take a close look at each of these elements within this approach and how they apply to you, and what areas for you in particular do we need a little bit more focus on in terms of either initiating, increasing, or maintaining our physical activity levels. So ecological factors that play a role in our physical activity. We talked about influences such as individual, social, environmental, and physical environmental factors in the previous podcast. I'd like to expand upon some of those here and how they affect our personal level behavior. So let's start with these individual influences. We have personal characteristics such as demographic and health variables, psychological and behavioral attributes and skills, as well as our individual knowledge, beliefs, values, emotions. These are all acknowledged as influences on our physical activity levels. Other personal factors involved in the interaction of you, myself, and the environment in which we live may include current physical fitness, physical health, perceptual skill. We can also look at our ethnicity, culture, religion as all influences on our attitudes and beliefs towards physical activity. We can also add in broad diversity issues in a social dynamic perspective, including gender, sexual orientation, age, physical abilities. These are all personal influences on physical activity levels, which vary. And some examples might be too little time, feeling tired, obtaining enough physical activity at your job, lacking energy, not being in good health, no motivation to be physically active. These are all examples. And within this, we need to look at these individual influences as either ascribed or achieved. And so ascribed factors include those in which the individual was born with or into. So in essence, factors in which you were ascribed to without any choice. So examples of ascribed factors, again, things you were born with, no choice, your genetics, your gender, your ethnicity, your level of health or physiology when you were born, the abilities or disabilities you had when you were born, the culture you were born into, the childhood socioeconomic status you were born into. These are all examples of ascribed factors. Achievement factors include those in which you have obtained over time and allocation. So achievement factors may include your current knowledge and education, your current level of health and wellness, your current physical fitness level, your current level of spirituality, religious affiliation, your cultural identity, the stage of change we talked about a few episodes back in terms of your stage of change for physical activity, your physical skill, psychological skill, perceptual skill, learning style. These are all achievement factors, and both ascribed and achievement factors interact with each other, and then that influences behavioral levels of physical activity. We're also influenced by social environmental factors. So social environmental influences operating through different psychological mechanisms basically produce different behavioral effects or behavioral changes that we have. So accordingly, we can look at economic conditions, socioeconomic status, education and family structures all have an influence on our goals, on our confidence levels, on how we feel, our mood, and our other self-regulatory influences, which will all ultimately have an effect on our behavior. So we discussed on Mary McElroy in our previous episode 6 and the her perspective on social factors or her social analysis of behavior. And she really distinguishes between basic causes and surface causes when we look at these social environmental influences. And she notes that even if we are effective in getting people to adopt regular physical activity, which would be that surface cause, as long as the social structure of society remains unchanged, then we have new obstacles that we're likely to emerge each and every day that will perpetuate sedentary behaviors. So the idea of that is even if we can start to initiate change, maintain behavior, there's always going to be issues within the social structure of society that may not change or may change, which will present new obstacles to us. So looking at these social environmental factors can be very complicated, and it's the reality of the world we live in. The economic conditions of the world or socioeconomic status, these things are constantly changing and evolving and will have an influence and constantly have an influence on our physical activity levels, or potentially can have an influence. Other social factors associated with physical activity include surroundings in which we exercise in, friends who encourage us to exercise, having someone to exercise with. We can also look at gender issues for women in particular. There are sociological influences that may include competing demands for attention, having a child, daycare, things along these lines, lack of support from friends or family, prioritizing. So there are still these sociological influences that still exist in the world today that have an influence on our physical activity levels, physical activity behavior. And we also have a great summary of this reading from an excerpt, and I'll put the reference on the website, www.healthrelatedfitness.org. But another summary from Kumanyika, who is an excellent researcher in physical activity social influences. She looks at this as, and I'll just read from this, "These behaviors are also anchored by contextual factors," so we're talking about physical activity behavior, "where a person lives, his or her daily routine and obligations at work and at home. They're potentially influenced by socioeconomic factors such as education, discretionary income, exposure to socioecological stressors, and a person's ability to cope with these stressors, as well as health variables such as mobility limitations. Not all of the implied constraints can be leveraged by the individual, even one who is well motivated." So really what Kumanyika is getting at here is even the most motivated person cannot control for and or leverage all of the factors socially that may influence our behavior. So again, the importance of acknowledging these social factors and their influence on our behavior is critical to examining the influences on us in terms of our physical activity behavior. We also have environmental factors that play a critical role in promoting and supporting physical active lifestyles. So we're talking about the physical environment, neighborhood quality and safety, residential environments versus urban environments, physical settings that are conducive or not conducive to physical activity, convenient accessible facilities, enjoyable scenery goes a far way, aesthetics, lighting, sidewalk maintenance. These are all have been noted as prominent environmental influences on physical activity. Other notable environmental influences within this could include weather, time of year, modes of transportation, policy, political characteristics such as healthcare or workplace incentives. All are factors that will influence our physical activity from an ecological perspective. So we have the individual interacting with your environment, so you interacting with your environment, socially and physical factors, influence our physical activity levels. And I believe really the easiest way to examine how they influence our physical activity levels is through our attitude towards physical activity, our attention, what we're paying attention to, how we're able to focus our attention, and the actions we take. So when we look at this, we can first look at our personal attitude towards physical activity. And what we're looking at is our overall belief regarding physical activity. So some factors within the attitude component or attitude element of this perspective, of this approach to looking at or enhancing our physical activity levels. The critical element of attitude, I believe, is what we call having a positive effect, having some joy, interest, hope in what we're doing. So when we're choosing activities, when we're looking for things in our life to grow and develop in, we want to make sure we have a positive effect. There's a level of joy there. There's a level of interest. There's some hope. And we'll talk about positive psychology in a future podcast coming up real soon. Agency, efficacy beliefs, empowerment. So agency and efficacy, the belief that you have control over the actions in your life, the belief that what you do will have an influence on the outcomes in your life. And to be an agent in our life is to have that feeling, to feel like we are, the things that we do intentionally affect what happens to us in our life. Our self-confidence, our ability to be confident in what we do. Empowerment, and we're going to talk about empowerment and sense of coherence in a very upcoming episode. But in terms of empowerment and adherence, and we'll talk about that in episode 9 coming up. The concept of having a sense of coherence, of understanding what resources are available to us, of understanding the connection between what we can do, how to do it, and then actually having it happen. So these are all big parts of attitude. Resiliency is a part of our attitude. Our motivation and what we call self-determination is a big attitudinal influence on our success in terms of being physically active. And we'll talk in the next episode, we'll talk specifically about the continuum of motivation, from amotivation to extrinsic motivation to intrinsic motivation, where they focus on self-determined behavior. So attitude, when we look at the ecological factors influencing our attitude, we're looking at, or what we're optimizing, or what we'd like to have, is a positive attitude, a positive effect, one of joy, interest, and hope. We like to feel like we are in control of the outcomes in our life. We're in control of the actions we take, and then those actions will have an influence on what we are looking to achieve in our life. Agency is what that's called. Efficacy beliefs, our confidence in doing what we're doing. Our sense of empowerment in terms of the connection we can make between what we're doing, the resources we have, understanding that, again, all very similar concepts, the idea of control, having a locus of control. We'll talk more about that in a very upcoming episode. Our levels of motivation, from not being motivated to looking for external factors to motivating us to doing things purely in a self-determined way, as all elements of attitude. Each one of these elements, I'm not going to go into too much detail here. I'm going to expand upon each one of these in future podcasts. They're all very, very critical. Specifically, we'll spend time in the near future on the motivational components of attitude as well as the empowerment components of attitude. Okay, so we have these ecological factors that influence us. They have an influence on our attitude, on our overall approach towards physical activity. Even with the strongest attitude, a very positive attitude, if we don't know what to do and how to do it, if we're not able to pay attention to what to do and how to do it, we'll never truly develop. And that's what this is all about, maintaining, adhering to an active lifestyle. So the component of attention includes our engagement in the activity, being in the here and now is what I'll call, having the activity be mindful, so we're not worrying about what's going to happen in the future, we're not worrying about what's happening in the past, we're focusing on the current moment. So focusing in the present is a big part of attention. Knowing what to do and how to do it, knowledge of the task at hand, is a part of attention. Having a task orientation, worrying about what I am, not worrying about what I'm doing or how I'm doing it or what's going to happen, but focusing on the task and being able to control our attention, not being distracted by things that don't matter. So when we look at attention, really what I'm looking at is I'm looking for, or what we'd like to achieve, is we'd like to be engaged in what we're doing. And what do I mean by engagement? Not worrying about the past, not worrying about the future. Being truly focused and present in the moment. Enjoying what you are doing in the here and now. It's very difficult for us, and I'm going to go into this. All of these components, attitude, attention, action, are all going to be broken up throughout various podcasts in the future. But the concept of attention and this here and now focus is the idea, in this country, we seem to always be, it's not only this country, but we seem to always be looking for something down the road. So the concept would be, I'll be happy when this happens. I'll be happy when classes are over. I'll be happy when the semester is over. I'll be happy when I get home. I'll be happy when I'm with my friends on Friday. I'll be happy on Sunday when I'm at the ball game. Well, I think the key here and the key to engagement in physical activity is to be happy now. To be happy now. Happy sitting here recording this podcast. Happy listening to this podcast. You are able to be engaged in the moment. And we will talk positive psychology as well in episode 10. And in that episode, we will talk a lot about this engagement process. But being very mindful of what is happening in the moment, being engaged in the moment, focused in the moment, knowing what to do, how to do it, and maintaining that focus. So that's the attitude, attention, connection. So we're looking at attitude, then attention. So we can have the best attitude, we can be focused in the present, but unless we actually take action, unless we actually do it, we're not going to be developing. We're not going to be engaging in this physical activity process. So the third component that's affected or influenced by these ecological factors is our action. And when we talk about action, I'm actually talking about taking action. We need to take action, doing it. So our action needs to be purposeful. We need to have goals that are consistent with our beliefs and our values. We need to have, we need to be able to take action in what we refer to as a psychology term, self-regulatory behavior. You need to self-regulate yourself, manage your time, cope with your stress. Overall coping abilities are all self-regulatory behavior. So we take action, we take purposeful action, we're engaging in self-regulatory behavior, we're managing our time, managing our stress, coping. We have goals that are consistent with our core beliefs. We feel like we have a choice in our life. So a term that we'll talk about when we talk about self-determination is autonomy. Autonomy is choice. We feel like we have a choice. And when we take action, it's important to focus on mastering the skill or on self-improvement. Action should not be based on comparison to your friends or family members. So-and-so lost this amount of weight. I need to do the same thing. What you need to do is focus on the process, on the action aspect of it, and let the outcome follow. So we should focus on self-improvement and effort. There should be a focus on the process within a hierarchy of performance and outcome goals. So very basic, because we're going to spend a podcast on this as well. The process goal is what you actually need to do right now. The outcome is the long-term event or the long-term factor that we're going to get. So the outcome will be losing 10 pounds. The process might be waking up early, eating less than 3,000 calories a day, walking for 30 minutes a day. That's all the process. The outcome is the weight loss. Oftentimes we focus on the outcome as the goal as opposed to the process. But if we're able to focus our attention on the process, we're much more likely to achieve the outcome. So I understand I'm covering a lot of topics within these elements, and they will all be expanded upon. Okay, so we have our attitude, positive effect, joy, interest, hope. We're attention, we're mindful, we're engaged. We're taking action, purposeful, self-regulatory behavior. We have process goals. And so the key to all this is ultimately the adherence, being able to actually stick with the program. So when we look at adherence within this approach, we're looking at facilitating individual factors, so increasing our skill, it might be increasing our level, decreasing our levels of stress, increasing our ability to manage our stress would all be factors that will help us adhere. Social environmental factors that are facilitating friends and family to exercise, be physically active with. We can look at the physical environment in terms of helping with adherence. What resources are available to us? What can we take advantage of? So when we look at adherence, what we were looking for is what factors within the ecological approach or the ecological world will help influence our behavior. And then we want to try to develop within our attitude. We want to find things we enjoy, find things we're interested in. We want to make that connection between our actions and the outcomes in our life. Attention, we want to be able to be mindful, staying focused in the present, understand the knowledge of the task at hand. Action, we want those purposeful self-regulatory behavior. We want to have goals consistent with our beliefs. We want to focus on the process. So when we look at adherence, we're looking at examining all of these facilitating ecological factors, and we're also looking at the development within the realm of attitude, attention, and action. And again, I will break down each one of these in much greater detail as we go through future podcasts. And I will also make available on my website, www.healthrelatedfitness.org, some visual depictions of this. So when we talk about intentional development, and we're talking about a multi-theoretical approach to adhering to physical active lifestyles, it's important that, I mean, really what I want to emphasize is that all of us can improve the quality and length of our life through an emphasis on physical activity. So all of us can improve the quality and length of our life do an emphasis on physical activity. And really what we're looking at is we're looking at physical activity as a lifelong process, as a lifelong enterprise. Individually, socially, physically, these are all factors that are there. They have an influence on our attitude, or influence in terms of what we pay attention to, the actions we take, and how well we adhere to it. So practically speaking, a lifetime of physical activity includes being motivated, knowing what to do, how to do it, taking action, and sticking with it. Accounting for all the ecological influences on us, a physically active lifestyle starts with an attitude. It starts with the choices we make. Some of us have more or less in terms of limitations, but we all have the capability of making a choice. It starts with positive thoughts, our intentions, our capacity to choose and have these choices determine the actions in our life. These are all elements of attitude that we can control and we can use to successfully manage our environment and become more physically active. Together with our positive attitude, it's necessary for us to take a look at our attention, what we are focusing on. Staying focused in the present, being mindful of what is happening in our lives, limiting our distractions, having clear goals and strategies, trusting the process, understanding what effort is needed will all contribute to a lifetime of healthy behavior. But ultimately, we can only make things happen by the actions we take. Without action, we have nothing. Okay, we can think great thoughts, we can focus on what we focus, but unless we take action, we're not actually being physically active. So I ask, what can be done right now? What can be done today to get one step closer to our goals in terms of action? So with positive attitudes, a focus on the task at hand, and the initiation of action, consistency is now really what becomes the vital component or vital element. So consistency or adherence is often determined by how much fun the activity is, by our levels of confidence, by the support we get from friends, family, and educators, by the support we get from significant others. So in examining physical activity from this perspective, what we can do is begin to really identify those key factors that are critical for each one of us individually, accounting for all of those ecological influences, taking a look at our attitude towards physical activity. What are we paying attention to? How are we taking action, and in what ways are we taking action? So I'd like to thank you for listening. Feel free to take a look at www.healthrelatedfitness.org for my most up-to-date podcasts. Think back to all of the different factors that influence you and think to what you are in control of, and ultimately it's what we are in control of. And take a look at all this and just again ask yourself, what can be done right now today to get me one step closer to my goal and start to take action on that? Thank you.